All right. Good morning, everybody. Just a couple comments in light of pettiness. Something that I wrote in response to somebody's assignment, and in regards to pettiness and how to overcome it and what to do with it. And I thought back of many conversations and many times of working with Pat over the years. And he's always teaching us to listen, identify, and redirect. And I realized that it took me a while to accept that being that redirection for myself. And I wrote, "This is the crux. Am I going to listen?" It's like, in other words, am I going to listen to what Pat has to say at different times or almost daily? Am I going to allow Pat to identify with me? And finally, most importantly, am I going to accept the redirection that is necessary for success? And to me, that's the crux of where we end up is, are we willing to accept the redirection that is necessary for success? Sometimes, the pig loves his own slop, and sometimes we love just somehow we love being in this in the slop, rather than accepting what's necessary for us to have success. And and it sounds easy when you're on this side of it where I am today. It sounds easy. Oh yeah, I'll accept that. I'll accept the direction. But when you're in the middle of it, it's not easy, and that's why. That's why people fail, is that at this point, or that's why people quit, because it's not easy to accept the direction, because it means we have to change what we're doing. And even though we're in trouble and we're millions of dollars in debt, or even if you're $10 in debt, somehow we like being in control of the mess, rather than accepting the direction to clean it up, to clean the room up, sweep it everything up, dust it, clean it, get everything in order. And it's hard. But our job now, our job is to set aside our personal reactions, and set aside the opportunity to get petty and keep working on the solution. We've been given solutions. You have solutions to do things correctly. And that's what Pat did with me. He listened to me, he identified with me, and then he gave the direction. And he gave me the hard truth and never got petty, sorry. He didn't pity me either. He never got petty about any of my stupidity during the process. So I just want to say that. And then I think Susie said it really well also. I just want to read something Susie said. She said this. Once we're getting petty, what do? How do I recover? Apologize immediately. Redirect myself to my fiduciary duties, because we're fiduciary. And when we're, and she wrote this, people who achieve don't have time for pettiness. There's no time to get petty. There's time to get to work. There's time to be, allow the redirection. There's time to redirect. And then their focus is on learning, teaching, and sharing words of encouragement. So I just want to say that this morning as we go to prayer, and the opportunity is there every day for us to walk around petty or to embrace it, and it destroys. It's the destroyer. I mean, I've watched it personally destroy people, destroy relationships, destroy so many things, and the option is always there to allow God to intervene, and He will. He will. He will lead. He will lead, teach, and inspire us on if we're allowing him to do that. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for our Lord Jesus Christ today, the ultimate leader, the ultimate man to inspire us forward and onward, and the ultimate redirector of our hearts and our lives. We thank you for him. And we thank you that this morning we come here, Lord, just to listen and to learn. And to grow as we go into this chapter, the inconvenience of teaching God. And oh Lord, there's many inconveniences in our lives, but this is one of them. And it also is one that gains more ground in our hearts than any other. We thank you for this morning. We commit this time to you. We do pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
All right. Amen.
1 Corinthians 16, verse 13. So, guys, this is speaking to men, but so you women on the call have to interpolate it for your position in life. Be watchful. Stand firm in the faith. Act like men. Be strong. And he says, let all that you do be done in love. Anyway, just when it's that to me just really speaks loud of when we talk about, Patrick was talking about inconvenience that God has teaching us. What is the call today? Is to get out, get back to work, and do the things we got to do, and do things correct. It's, you know, taking the time. God's taking his time for us all the way to the cross where he bled and died and rose again just so we could have that great victory over death. And now he says, get out, go to work, and let's do it together. Thank God we can partner with him in our companies and our businesses and our lives and our families and in everything we do. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning. And we thank you for the opportunity to listen, to learn. We thank you that the great God of heaven takes time for us to teach us, to be patient with us, to long suffer with us, so that, Lord, we can become who you want us to be. We thank you for that great patience of heaven that over our lives. We just commit this day to you as we get back to work, Lord. We all got lists and things to do, and Lord, may our lists be ordered according to your will for us today. We thank you for this time. We do pray in Jesus' name. Amen.